Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Earthquakes get your attention. They heighten your senses for a brief moment. And so God shook the ground to get Israel's attention on Mount Sinai, and they trembled. God's law cannot be changed. Do this or die. The law cannot be changed. He cannot go back on what he has spoken in his word. 10 commandments, that's it. 10 simple commandments binding on all people of every place and every time. They are not cruel or harsh or even difficult, but they are given by a loving God for the good of man. So God shook the ground at Sinai to get his point across. Love God and love your neighbor. This law of God is a good gift, but fallen man is not good. So the law stood between us and heaven. Only the righteous could enter. Only the holy could pass through those 2 stony tablets and into the life of heaven. The unholy, the unrighteous, would be forever blocked by that stony law, forever barred from entering heaven. It's not the law's fault. The law is a good gift from God. The law does not make us sin, but it simply reveals our miserable state. He cannot even begin to keep even the tiniest portion of God's law, and neither could we. And sin brings death. Again, it's not the law's fault that we were condemned, but it was our fault. In our natural state, there was nothing good in us. So God shook the ground at Sinai to get his point across. Pay attention. The soul that sins shall die. God shook the ground on Good Friday to get his point across and to get your attention. As Jesus gave up his spirit, rocks split, tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people were raised from the dead, for Sinai's law had now been fulfilled. There hung the perfect Lamb of God, without blemish, without defect, but holy, pure, and blameless. He did what you could not do. He fulfilled what oppressed your shoulders. In his life, he remained pure, perfect and spotless in every word, thought, and action. His heart always delighted in the law of God. Whether day or night, he delighted to keep that law. And in death, he still kept that law perfect and pure. So if the law of God was going to let anyone into heaven, it would have been Christ. But then he willingly stepped into your place, to be placed under the burden of the law. Eternal wrath was emptied out on him, eternal torment dumped on that Son of God, so that you, the law's transgressor, might go free. The law can demand nothing more from you. For in Christ it is all fulfilled. In Christ it is all perfect in life and in death. In Christ you are now perfect. So God shook the ground on Good Friday to get his point across. Christ has fulfilled the law for all people. Today God violently shakes the ground yet again. An angel of the Lord descends down from heaven, walks to the tomb, rolls back the stone, and then sits on it in defiance. He's not letting Jesus out, but simply revealing that Jesus has already risen. And neither is he tired, but he sits down on top of that stone to mock death. It is a puny, worthless thing. It cannot hold Christ. It is no stronger than Pilate's seal. God shook the ground to get his point across. Look at all that Christ had done. He is risen. He is shown to be holy, and the law is shown to be perfectly fulfilled in him. And so you are forgiven. You are without defilement, without blemish, without wrinkle or any other stain. You are forgiven in Christ. It is as if you yourself have kept the law perfectly from conception until the moment of death. No sins what forever. Or rather, I should say, in Christ you have kept that law perfectly from beginning until end. For that perfect life of Christ is now draped over your shoulders. So when God looks at you, he sees someone who is perfect in every way, never committing a sin, never losing its temper, but perfect and holy through Christ. And since you are perfect, sin has no power over you. And so the grave also has no power over you. The sting of death is sin, writes St. Paul. And the power of sin is the law. But since the law has been fulfilled, sin has lost its sting. And death is a puny, worthless thing. It cannot harm you. Let it yelp and holler, let it bark and roar all it wants. It cannot have you. In fact, a bee sting hurts far more than death. And a wasp inflicts far more pain than a grave ever can or will. It's more like a mosquito bite, perhaps. Or better, a fruit fly. Bothersome, for sure, but easily squashed. For death has been swallowed up in victory. So God shook the ground today to get his point across. Christ has overcome even death. So you who are in Christ have also overcome death. But today God also shook those guards. And no words of comfort were given to them. For they chose, as it were, to remain at Mount Sinai in the law. So fallen man must be shaken before he can be comforted. Sinai's quake must come before Easter's. For if we do not see ourselves with one foot in that grave, if we do not see ourselves as the law's transgressor, if we do not see ourselves as worthy of death and punishment, if we do not see ourselves as someone who is imperfect, then we will never see the stone rolled away. And we will never see the law fulfilled. And we will never see the resurrection of Jesus Christ as our eternal hope, as our everything. So pay attention. When God shakes the ground, pay attention to what he is teaching you. Pay attention, you who are lazy in your faith. Pay attention, you who are distracted by life. Everyone is busy, I know. Pay attention, you who are overcome by the law and terrified by its punishments. Pay attention, you who feel like you have fallen far short. Pay attention to what God is teaching you today. For to those women, to those terrified by the law, God does offer a word of comfort. Do not be afraid, he says. Jesus was not defeated on the cross, but he won. Death cannot have you, but Christ is the victor, so you are victors in Christ. He is risen, so you must rise. Look for yourself. So tell me, dear Christians, if nothing could harm Christ forever, if nothing could hold on to Christ forever, then tell me, what can harm you forever? Sin? No. Satan? No. A bad week? Politics? Or a gunman? No. Your own failures and shortcomings? Never. Death? Not even death. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can stand in your way. Nothing can keep you in that grave. For in Christ you have already overcome all of these things and far more. So sing and rejoice. Sing your alleluias, for Christ is risen and you are risen with him. Today God shakes the ground with joy to teach you that your life is found in Christ forever. When you peer into Christ's grave today, when you look into Christ's grave, you are also looking directly into your own grave. Many do this and shake with fear, for they know their shortcomings. They know they are far from perfect, and they're trying to put off death as long as they can. They don't want to go there because what if? So tell me, what is in Christ's grave? For whatever is in Christ's grave is what will be in your grave. There are no remains there, no body, no bones. There's nothing. Nothing but a few grave clothes. And that is what will be in your grave forever. Nothing. So drive out to your plot of land. Drive out to your cemetery where you will be buried and look at it. And what you find right now, what you find in that grave, what you find in your coffin is what will be there forever. Nothing but a bunch of dirt. That's it. For your body must rise. Your body must live with Christ forever. Christ is risen, so must you rise. Sin has been overcome. The law is no longer against you. The stone is rolled away. You are free in Christ, free to live with Christ forever. So God shook the ground joyfully to teach you of your eternal life with him. One more earthquake is coming. It's the big one. We all know it's coming. We just don't know when. So we prepare. We prepare. We know it's coming. The whole earth will be shaken from California to Japan, from the deepest parts of Antarctica to the northernmost pole. And every grave will be ripped open. Those who believe in Christ's resurrection will rise to live with Christ. But those who do not believe will rise to die forever in hell. But the law is on your side now. It is no longer against you. For in Christ you have perfectly fulfilled the law. And so when that earthquake comes, you will step out of your grave, even as Christ stepped out of his grave. And you will be holy as Christ is holy. You will be perfect as Christ is perfect. And you will live forever, even as Christ lives forever. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.